I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. As the Trump Christian cult becomes increasingly more dangerous, let's look at the Catholic Church, which is certainly not safe for children, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but I think it's also important to remember that they're not safe for women as well. Here's the story. This took place in Bellingham, Washington. Very beautiful little town. I've been there. In 2013, a woman started bleeding 3 months into her pregnancy, and she went to Peace Health St. Joseph Medical Center. This was her only option. Her doctor, C. Shane Mora, diagnosed her with a possible case of placenta previa. Well, that's a serious condition, where the placenta blocks the cervix. The doctor sent her home, but told her that if she was bleeding again, come back to the hospital. And it did, next day. And so she went to the St. Joseph emergency room, and the ultrasound showed the fetus was viable, and they just discharged her. They did note that she was at risk for miscarrying. They told her to return if she bled more heavily or ran a fever. The next day, she's still bleeding through her pads. So she makes an appointment to see Dr. Mora again, who did nothing. And 3 days later, she was bleeding badly and passed a blood clot the size of a jawbreaker, sending her to the ER for the third time. Now she's in agonizing pain and has a high fever. And in her medical records, they noted that she appears anxious. Well, who wouldn't? They discharged her again, telling her that the pain might be the result of appendicitis. How in the world do you discharge someone with appendicitis? Now, this insanity is taking place for one reason, and one reason only. Because it's a Catholic hospital. And they wanted to avoid her getting an abortion at any cost. They'd rather send her home and put her life at risk than risk the possibility that she might decide to terminate her pregnancy, even if it killed her. So, she's still in horrible pain. She goes back to the ER. There they ordered an abdominal MRI, so they ruled out appendicitis, but why do you send someone home? I still don't understand that one. At this point, she's in so much pain and agony that her mother was just overcome and fainted. At this point, she was in sepsis, which stands a very good chance of killing you. She needs surgery, and desperately, to save her life. But they have to go through the hospital's ethics committees and get the surgery approved. But Peace Health bans abortion unless its direct purpose is the cure of a proportionally serious pathological condition of a pregnant woman, and it cannot be safely postponed until the unborn child is viable. In other words, she needed to be facing almost certain death for them to do anything to help her. So she needs emergency surgery. Desperately. It's getting really, really bad for her. But they still have to get the permission from all these people that they have to contact before they can save this woman's life. Finally, they contacted all the people they needed to and got permission to do the surgery because she was going to die without it. She miscarried even before she got into the operating room. Every time they brought up the possibility of an abortion during this horrible experience, doctors just ignored her. Now, this is in the news now because she's suing, but it's not a rare event. No woman, even if you don't believe in abortion, should ever go to a Catholic hospital. Ever. They do not give you safe treatment. And women die in Catholic hospitals. And despite this being in the news now, this is not a rare occurrence. This is something that has happened over and over again. Catholic hospitals should simply not be allowed to treat women who are pregnant because they cannot provide the care that is required in some cases. Going to a Catholic hospital could be a death sentence. The woman who went through this all this trauma, what she really wants right now is for there to be some transparency, that hospitals have to tell you up front what they will and will not do for you. For example, Catholic hospitals won't provide emergency contraception either, or contraception. The Catholic Church has been working for years to take over hospitals throughout the country. Right now, 1 in 6 patients goes to a Catholic facility. Many of them don't even disclose their Catholic connection, nor do they disclose the kinds of things that they won't allow you to be treated for. They really need to get out of healthcare, but until we can work that out, they need to be forced to tell people up front what things they'll let their patients die from. Okay, so very bad for women. How have they been doing cleaning up their child raping stuff? Well, not so good. Well, they really haven't moved any closer to transparency. The church has released the names of nearly 5,300 people who have been credibly accused of molesting children in their role as priests. Most of that's come in the last 2 years. And that's overwhelming and an insanely large number. And it's not all of them. AP did an analysis and found more than 900 clergy members who were accused of child sexual abuse who were missing from the releases from the diocese and religious orders where they served. More than 100 of them had been charged with sexual crimes, including rape, solicitation, and receiving or viewing child pornography, but they didn't make the list. So even to this day, they're still covering up the problem. They seem they'd just rather pay off the victims than stop the molestation. Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic dioceses have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of sexual abuse. But that's just the beginning of it. 15 states have now enacted laws that allow victims of child sexual abuse to file lawsuits against their assailants even if the statute of limitations has expired. According to the AP, they have estimated that this could cost the Catholic Church over $4 billion. And they need the money for important uses. For example, the Roman Catholic Church in rural Louisiana has hired a crop duster to drop holy water on Cow Island, Louisiana. And how can you afford to crop dust with holy water if all your money's going to these victims? And these victims don't forget. And sometimes they act. For example, in France in December, a 19-year-old murdered a priest by shoving a crucifix down his throat. This is the priest that had sexually abused him and forced him to clean his house while naked. But come on, priests. How much of this do you think you can get away with before people start turning on you, getting their revenge? Now, murder's wrong, but sometimes it can be really understandable. What do you expect, Catholic Church, when you won't clean up your own mess, when you destroy people's lives and childhoods? And of course, this is a worldwide phenomenon. The Legionnaires of Christ, founded in Mexico in 1941, put out a report that said 33 priests had abused 175 different children over the years since it started operations. Of course, that is believed to be a huge underestimate. This is an extremely conservative order. The guy running it was named Marcial Maciel de Golado. He was ordered to retire in 2006 because of all the child sex abuse allegations, and he died just 2 years later, never had to face his accusers. And there are certainly far more victims than the church is willing to admit, but what's staggering is that these numbers are just enormous. I've never seen a number where it's been all added up. How many children has the Catholic Church been accused of credibly raping and covering up? Thousands? Tens of thousands? More? We don't know. Buffalo Bishop Richard J. Malone was forced to step down. He was a fiercely anti-gay bishop, but he was also very much involved in a cover-up scandal. In fact, he was the leader of Maine's anti-gay marriage movement. But the problem was his covering up for Reverend Norbert F. Orsolitz. He admitted that he had molested probably dozens of boys, and that led to investigations and cost the diocese $17.5 million, was paid out to 106 childhood victims. There are 220 lawsuits still outstanding. And there's the Salesians of Don Bosco. That's an order whose mission focuses particularly on justice for the young. They've been harboring Father Luc Delft, someone who is known as a pedophile. And of course there, he worked with children. He was formally convicted of child abuse and possession of child pornography. He was banned from all contact with children until 2022. But the church didn't take that seriously, allowed him to have contact with children. And then there's the two Catholic priests in Argentina who were just sentenced to 40 years in prison for each of them. They had a specialty raping deaf kids. There were 10 victims. And then there was the big story at the end of November about how the Catholic Church pressures sex abuse victims into unfair settlements. It goes on and on and on.